The ascension is sometimes called the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. It's also a continuation of his presence with us, and even a beginning of his presence with greater power and authority. It began, his earthly ministry, that is, with the eternal Son of God who left heaven to be born the child in Bethlehem, where he grew in stature before God and people. He took the scripture in his hands and says that he is the promised Messiah, chosen to bring good news. He baptizes to bring forgiveness. He lifts his arms in thanksgiving and feeds the 5,000. He heals the sick by his touch. He takes up his cross. He spreads his arms and hands in death. And just before he gives up his spirit, he forgives them, for they did not know what they were doing. And he promises the other one on the cross that he will be with Jesus that day in paradise. 3 days later, early on that third day, in the darkness, just before dawn, Jesus lifts his hands in triumph over sin and over death and even our old evil foe. Death has been swallowed up in victory. He appears to his disciples, but some doubt. Jesus appears before them and says, "Peace." And then he shows them his nail-scarred hands and side. He even tells Thomas to put his fingers and hands in his eternal wounds and says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Jesus' hands reach out to people in his day, in his earthly ministry, with the same struggles as you and me. He was always trying to wrap his arms around every sinner and draw them to himself. Those hands were lifted up so many times. And each time he did so, Jesus invites us into a deeper and more meaningful relationship with him. Jesus has a glorious body now on Ascension Day. Resurrection body. And one of the peculiar things about him and his body are the marks in his hands and side, which never go away. They will forever remind us of the price Jesus paid to purchase a place for us in heaven and for our sin. It is a memorial, a reminder of the scars, the wounds, the suffering and death of our Savior, just as we as a nation this weekend also have a memorial remembering the price many paid so that we can enjoy our freedoms. So Jesus' nail-marked hands, as he lifts them up in blessing on ascension, remind us. Jesus gives himself on earth to bring forgiveness and eternal life, and now he gives himself from heaven to bring us that same forgiveness and eternal life. He's simply extending his hands from further away. Well, maybe, because the kingdom of God is in our midst. That's why Jesus lifts his hands toward us in the ascension. He's saying with one gesture a summary of his entire ministry. Those hands that brought peace, forgiveness, blessing, and eternal life. It is a universal sign language, as it were. A gesture that reinforces his words and his action for us. This is the one who first loved us and why we love back. The source of this love is the person and work of Jesus Christ. It is a prophetic lifting up of hands as prophet with a message of hope and life going out of his mouth with outstretched arms. You'll remember Moses, who also lifted up his voice and his hands as a prophet and parted the Red Sea, or God did through him, and delivered God's people out of slavery into freedom. Jesus lifts up his hands in a priestly way too. As priest, his hands bless, adopt, and bring into the family of God and deliver forgiveness. Jesus is like the priest Aaron, who lifted up his hands as God instructed him in Numbers chapter 6 with those very familiar words to anoint God's people with his presence. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So Aaron, the high priest, put the Lord's name on his people, just as Christ puts the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit upon us. We too are Christians by the hands of Christ. Jesus fulfills a kingly office too as he raises his hands. He is king whose reach is as far from the east as from the west, whose kingdom extends from heaven to earth and back to heaven again. And now he ascends to the Father, and he's nearer to us than ever before. His hands of blessing are still extended out to you and me. He's present with us now, inhabiting the worship of his people, being with us in fellowship. His voice speaks to us through his word. He gives his body and blood at the altar to strengthen and preserve our faith so that he might live in us and through us. And now, with those hands, he sends us out by the Spirit and by the Spirit's power to tell the nations the good news. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.